Are you into the spooky and macabre?
Is your inner witch dying to learn more about what makes the world magical?
Do you occasionally crave nerdy horror content from film and RPGs?
Well, have we got a podcast just for you.
Join the squad at Mission Spooky, where Kiki,
JC,
and Cord
research some of the scariest historical places from Pennsylvania.
Listen to our ghost stories and legends.
Learn as we delve into the world of history, magic, and folklore.
And be entertained with our D&D 5e RPG segment, Cordverse Cryptid.
Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts and follow us on Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And remember, stay spooky.
And don't die.
But if you do, contact us.
Beautiful.
We did it in one, baby.
I think that's fucking golden.
Yeah, we're so professional.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the start.
Like a song, like a Santa snuggle.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And tonight, for this spooky season episode, we are talking about, dun dun dun, the undead. Yes, the undead from around the world, because everybody's afraid of the dead rising from the grave and eating you.
I know, mean, it's the undead is such a broad term. You know
it is, that's
mean?
Why like, we're using it.
I do have a question, don't know if I can ask it on air, I hope it's okay. Uh-huh. What is that artwork you're working on, or is that a secret?
That is a wedding present for Jake and Lady V.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they listen, but that's
I don't know if they do, but this won't go out until after their wedding, and technically, if we don't say what it is, because so far you have not referred to it by the
what
name.
It is. Okay, yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Yes, it is a thing I'm working on as a wedding gift for the wedding I will be officiating on Friday the 13th, because witching.
That's awesome.
Friday the 13th in October, because witching. Drinking in my magic potion, delicious tea. Thank you. Like, literally so delicious.
It is really it is good, and it's so good
Maddie
for
made
you.
This tea for us. It's so good. And it's good for you, but it's so I like, you made me like allspice, Maddie. Like, I like allspice.
I'm so glad. I know.
I love allspice.
I'm a spice girl.
Bump, bump. I don't know any of their songs
me
off
either.
The top of my head.
Don't
if you want to be
chase.
My lover.
Is that?
No, that is oh. TLC.
Everyone got
I'm
so
sorry,
offended.
T-Boss. I am sorry, Left Eye. Also, sorry, Chili, but specifically T-Boz and Left Eye. Very sorry.
Oh,
ladies.
My God, everybody.
I love TLC. That's why I was like, I know right off the top of my head. Spice Girls, it took me a second
if
to remember.
If you want to be my lover. That's Spice
Girls. You
gotta
Girls, get
okay.
with my friends. Yeah. And then, like, it's funny you say that because I made a meme that said, if you were into Spice Girls in high school, you're an herbalist now. I don't make the rules. It just is what it is. So I
want
to
say it's true, but like,
girl.
As you guys could tell, I wasn't a Spice Girls fan.
Yeah, like, I know, wannabe, because everybody that owned a radio in 1990,
right?
Whatever.
Or a karaoke machine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know that song. And now all I can think of is Wannabe, but there is another one that, like, if it came on, I'd be like, oh yeah, dancing too, but I don't even know the beat because I bet it did not go along with those body motions. Check out the YouTube, then like and subscribe while you're there. Anyway,
the
undead. Which some undead were filled with spices.
They were.
Mummies. But we're going to do an entire mummy episode, right?
Yeah, we're going to do
okay,
an
so
entire mummy episode.
I just
episode.
Wanted to do a shout out because spices and the undead coming
right?
together.
Well, and I just want to say, like, mummy, like, I guess the Brendan Fraser mummy is like he's undead. He's undead. You know
he's
I mean?
Totally undead because
he low key cute though. Like with these romance books that I'm reading on Kindle, I could dig it. Like I could totally dig it.
The only undead I can dig is Bad Ash because it's Bad Bruce Campbell from Army of Darkness, and Yes. Also, for my fellow Ash friends, we will be talking Evil Dead tonight. And the
okay, I did not do any research on that because that one scares the fuck out of me. So please,
Evil Dead?
Yes.
You don't like those movies?
No, I can't. Like,
wait,
okay.
Are you talking about the new ones or the original classic?
All of them. All of them. My husband's like, oh my god, you gotta watch this with me. It's so funny. It's not scary
so
at all.
So funny.
So I'm fucking watching it, and the
is it the tree?
Okay, the tree. So here's what I remember, and maybe it's the very beginning. So they're like in a cabin or something, and this bitch goes outside. Or is dragged outside or something. I don't know.
Both things happen.
After that, I'm like, hell no. I did not finish it. Like, that's as far as I go.
Have you ever noticed the guy in my garage that's holding, like...
Yeah, you told me.
I have a life-size poster cutout of Ash from the TV show.
So, are the Evil Dead, like, are they undead?
Yes,
what are
they?
Because I thought they were
They are
demons.
Raised from the dead.
Okay.
They are evil, raised from the dead, or, like, okay, so, like, in the first one, the old lady dies, and she's down in the cellar, and, like, the Evil Dead basically has taken over her body.
And
and that might be what killed her, but also the Evil Dead will take over a body. Like, basically, they'll kill a body and then take it over.
So,
it's
like, with the new one, it's being a mom who's taken over then. Like, I know you haven't seen the new one.
I refuse to watch the new one because... Whoever remade Evil Dead did not understand.
Okay, so I want to laugh.
The original Evil Dead is a fucking cult classic. It is a comedy. I mean, it's a horror comedy.
Right.
But it's a comedy. The fucking goo at the end is cream corn with blue dye in it. Mm. I mean, that, like, they're talking, like, you're talking shoestring budget. The second movie, oh my god. Okay, you know what? We are just gonna, we're gonna go ahead and Evil Dead talk real quick.
I just want to say, like, I want to laugh and be like, oh, Amber, please. And but then they started remaking my movies, too. And I'm not okay with it.
Right?
Like,
okay,
I get you.
Because here's the thing, like, they missed the point. Evil Dead is funny as shit. The second movie, Evil Dead 2.
Is it supposed to be funny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Evil Dead 2, half the fucking movie is just Bruce Campbell and, like... like a taxidermy that has come to life on the walls. Yeah, I knew you wouldn't like that.
Speaking
that's why I didn't use the M word.
Yeah.
Because I almost said M-U-P-P-E-T. Muppets.
God, fuck that.
Like, yeah,
maybe
no,
that's why
maybe
I didn't
that's,
like...
Well,
right.
But the first one doesn't have that, so I...
The tree? Is the tree kind of Muppety?
No.
Okay.
The tree's rapey. The tree's very rapey.
Yeah, but again, I've been reading a lot of Kindle Unlimited.
right, so like that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's the dead animal.
I draw line at
Muppets. Yeah, no, I get you. I get you. I no hate, no judgment. Makes perfect sense to me. But half the movie is just him and the fucking like empty cabin and like his hand that he has to cut off.
Damn, that sucks. Why does he have to cut his hand off?
Because it gets infected with the Evil Dead.
Okay, so it is like a zombie virus thing then.
Ah! Like, so without the Necronomicon, which is a, like, it's the Book of the Dead. The Necronomicon is the Book of the Dead or the Book of the Rules of the Dead.
Uh-huh.
And you have, like, once the special thing is written, so like a spell, or not written, read, yeah, once the spell is read out of the book, and this is a book that is like, mate, like bound in human flesh and written in blood.
So this is like the mummy type where you got to read the book and it brings people and you
yes,
got to read the book
that,
to get rid
yes,
of it.
Yes.
I did not do any research on the any sort of like
I didn't
reading
do,
a book.
Yeah, I didn't
I'm
research
like,
it, but like I thought about the Necronomicon and the Evil Dead and I was like, that's undead. That's undead. It fucking fits.
Right.
Yeah. Like, plus,
right.
I'm an Evil Dead
actually, that makes
lover.
Sense with,
like
all the
Ash,
undead.
If you're listening, I love you.
That was Amber hitting her chest, if you
yes,
heard that.
If you heard that hollow, that, because Ash, without you in my life, it's hollow in here.
Well, we just have such
oh my god, if somebody got Bruce Campbell to listen because of that, like, oh, I'd die.
Well, we just have kick-ass microphones now, thanks to
yes.
our Patreon
Thank
supporters.
You.
And D-D-D. I know that they pick up some things. I'm like, I'm sure I picked that up.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Let's go ahead and finish calling them out real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa.
Pam.
Death by DVD.
Victoria.
You guys are awesome.
You are awesome.
We got these awesome microphones because of you.
Fuck yeah, like, and they're so pretty. Look at them change color.
And if you can't see them, check them out on YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Absolute amazing. So, so Evil Dead is definitely undead in my opinion. Because, like, there's, in Army of Darkness, like, the spell, like, makes, like, the skeletons come out of their graves and stuff. That's undead.
One of my favorite undead movies has got to be the, is it early 90s or late 80s remake of Night of the Living Dead. Return of the Living Dead is what it's called, right? Because it's, like, a remake.
Okay, so Return of the Living Dead, which, from 1985, is not a remake. Okay. It is the
continuation.
It is the continuation, which is awesome that you bring that one up, because I was, like, specifically, like, excited for this, because Death by DVD, we're going to put his promo in this episode, because he somehow knows Linnea Quigley. Like, I remember what you told me, but I don't know if you want me to put it out on my show. Because he told me on Twitter how he knows Linnea Quigley. But, like, she is in his promo, and she's saying, like, a quote, sort of, from that movie, because she is, like, one of the horror queens. She's in Night of the Demons. She's in Return of the Living Dead that you're talking about. She's the girl that gets naked on top of
the
sarcophagus?
What is it? It's a fucking, like, gravestone thing, right?
Well, it's, like, isn't it, like, the coffin that's got a, like, a cement cover over it? Yeah. Isn't that, like, a special thing?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, because zombies. You don't want zombies to come back.
But, yeah, because that one fucking guy's like, have respect for you.
Yeah.
But, like, anyway. I love the green guy. The green, like zombie. Like, he's, like, walking around, and he's, like, butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Like, because he was donated to science, right? And you got all the cats, which are not Muppety. They're more robot-y.
Right. And the half of the dog. Like, yes! I love the half of the dog.
Oh, my God. Yes. But my favorite part is when that one bitch comes out, and she's, like, nothing but a head and a, like, spine. And
they're like, that one's so
they're
creepy.
They're like, oh my God, are you like,
I'm so glad you brought this movie.
Like, right?
Like, I've just been dying.
The pain.
I know. Oh my God.
And then they're smart.
The smoke that comes out of it, it's so, like, green.
Well, and they're like, they're smart zombies. They actually talk. Because they're like, send more brains. They're like fucking talking shit. Like,
yeah, like, I forgot they were short zombies. And it's funny because I just watched it 4th of July. Because
I love that
Death by DVD, yes. Who's got Linnea Quigley from this movie in his promo for his podcast.
I do love it. I can't lie.
Yeah, like, he kept sharing stuff about it. So, like, I had to watch that movie.
I love it.
I do. It's so good. And, like, one of my favorite zombie flicks is... it is one of the remakes of those 80s movies, and it's The Dawn of the Dead with Ving Rhames and Sarah Paulson in the mall.
I fucking love that one. Okay, wait, is that one?
Is there
a zombie baby in that one?
Yes! Okay. Oh, that one's so fucked up.
That. Like,
yeah,
I,
the
that
Russian so... girl has a zombie baby. It's horrible.
Oh, it is so horrible. But, like,
poor... No, it's not Ty Diggs. It's the guy from House.
Which one?
Omar Epps? Omar? No?
So, back in the day...
No, I'm saying all the wrong names. Who is the guy in Dawn of the Dead? But anyway, he's the baby daddy, and he's the one that lets her have the zombie baby, and it's horrible.
It is horrible. But it's low-key kind of cute, though. Like,
I mean, it is, but, like...
I gotta look it up now.
Look, guys, if we're ever in the undead apocalypse, no matter what you want to call them, if we're in the flesh-eating apocalypse, I get that our bond to our youth is strong, but you can't let a zombie baby be born.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, Dawn of the Dead. Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's cute as fuck.
Sorry, guys, my allergies are driving me crazy if you're watching
it. It is cute! Look, that's Orion!
It is so... it's like, okay, now you have his Halloween costume.
I know! Oh my God, does it not look just like him?
I think it's cute, so I can't say yes to that.
Doesn't it rip out of her?
Sort of. He's like, he's got her, like, chained up. It's a real gruesome scene, y'all. Love this fucking movie, though. I love Sarah Paulson so much because I watched Go way more than I should have as a child.
Teenager. I'm going to bring up a more lighthearted zombie movie because, you know, it's Maddie and you know what I like. And I love Warm Bodies. Mm. I love Warm Bodies.
I've never watched
Read the it. Book. Like, the movie's good, yeah, but at the same time, kind of fuck off with the movie. The book is absolutely amazing. First of all, the author followed me on Twitter. But, like, the book is so good. And it's, like, it's through the perspective of a zombie named R. His best friend's name is M. The main character, the woman, her name is Julie. You see where we're going? There's a whole ass scene, y'all, where he sneaks into, like, the camp. Like, they have, like, this camp that they all set up, okay, to find her because he's, like, partially human, partially not. This bitch is standing out on a balcony, and she goes, "What even is a zombie?" I'm like, "I know what you're doing! I know what you're doing, bro, and I love it so much." Is that not fucking all? Like, I'm sorry, maybe I'm
no,
like,
no, I think I'm missing the point.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
the balcony
Romeo
scene.
And Juliet.
She's like, "What even is a
okay?"
Zombie? She's like,
"Okay, okay."
Like,
now that I get that,
yes. She's
I
like, "He's
you.
Not like the other zombies." Like, and why are zombies like this? Like, why can't we just find a way to feed them? And I'm just like.
Okay, my here's heart. Why.
Like, but you gotta remember, around her, the zombies are different. Because
right,
of
because
her.
She's, like, yes, specially so genetic sized.
Yes, yeah.
She's what The Walking Dead were looking for.
Yes.
My favorite lighthearted zombie flick is definitely, because, like, you might be afraid of the Evil Dead movies, but they are definitely lighthearted undead movies, especially Army of Darkness.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
Oh my
so
god.
But
Shaun
I like
of the Dead.
Fido. Fido
my
is like
likes that one.
Yeah, like zombies are they have figured out how to like tame the zombies with these like shock collars.
That is horrible.
And it's like this little boy has John Cleese, I'm pretty sure, as his zombie.
I have to look it up.
It's
sorry guys,
so
I keep looking at my phone,
cute.
But Bryson keeps telling me I need to watch it.
It's so cute. I love it. And there is even like the human zombie play, like I was telling you the other day, where like the one dude he keeps getting like hot chick zombies, and like everybody knows that he's sleeping with his zombies, even though you're not supposed to,
oh,
so that they can't pass the zombie virus to you. But he's like, "No, she loves me."
Does she?
I don't remember her ever eating him.
I mean,
I
so
feel like she
that.
Even defends him at some point.
Aww.
Like, I don't know. I love Fido. It's so cute. So like, there's greatness about lighthearted undead things,
right.
But
like I do like
the undead fear. You want.
I'm
it
so
comes
sorry.
From a place.
It does. It really does.
It comes
does.
From a real place. Like, if you think about diseases like syphilis and rabies and, what was the other one that
leprosy.
I leprosy. Like, you lose your mind, you lose your skin, you, like, you have open wounds.
Well, I mean, look back at the Black Plague.
Exactly. Like,
you know what I mean?
And I think it's just, like, inherently human to, like, want to stay away from that kind of stuff. Especially because, like, with leprosy and rabies, mm-hmm. it's... And syphilis. Can syphilis be spread through saliva? I know the other two can be spread through saliva.
I'm scared to Google it.
Yeah. Okay. But the bottom line is, that's why I'm like, no, don't love the undead. Because...
Well, and I mean, I think that's kind of the point for most of the modern pop culture movies. It's always an infection. You can't be near them. They
right.
might bite you. If
right.
you get sometimes, not always, if you get saliva on you or if your blood mixes with them or you drink their blood on accident, like it squirts on you.
Speaking of current era stuff, do you think the C word affected zombie pop culture? And if so, do you think it affected it negatively or positively?
Oh. Well, both.
Yeah,
actually,
but
both,
yeah,
because that
weird
that brings me to like what is
radiation.
It? I Am Legend.
Yeah,
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Which
George A. Romero says that he was like inspired by I Am Legend when he made the Night of the Living Dead movies.
Well, I Am Legend, like the ending,
because that was like a book first.
Yeah, it was. The ending of I Am Legend is actually horrible.
For anybody who didn't, because I just found out not long ago.
Like, he is a legend because the zombies
remember him as their literal devil and torturer because he's trying to turn them into people.
Right. But for them, it's painful and unpleasant.
Yeah, it's just, I love morally gray characters.
Right. Well, and it's like, okay, so like he thinks he's doing something good, but to them, he's like an alien that's abducting them and like changing them and hurting
and
them.
And he's their boogeyman. And that's fucking sad. Sorry to get off topic. I totally forgot about I Am Legend, but you mentioned the C word, both of them, and I do think it affects, I definitely think it has affected modern zombie or undead culture, because I'm noticing a lot of people bringing up the big V words when it comes to undead or zombie, like, nowadays, this is gonna happen, or, like, that's what happened in the I Am Legend movie.
And I mean, like, and when you look at those undead, like, entities coming back from the dead, because apparently George A. Romero, in his first movies, he never calls them zombies. He refers to them as ghouls, right? But then, like, it was the magazines that were, like, reporting on his movies that used the word zombies. So after, like, the second or third movie, he just kind of ran with it. But, like, even to this day in interviews, he's like, I never would have called them zombies. Because when he thinks of a zombie, he thinks of the movie White Zombie, which is the...
I read about that. I've never seen it.
I've seen it once because I love watching old movies. Yeah, I think it's from the 40s, possibly.
Okay, so there was really old. There was something that was made in the 1960s. Maybe it was a remake, because there was also one that I read that took place, or that happened in, like, the late 30s. So I think I'm thinking of a remake.
Yeah, because, like, I know the original Night of the Living Dead is from the 60s, and then they remade it in the 90s with Candyman as the good guy. So that was really fucked up for me, guys, because Candyman terrifies me. But he's the good guy in The Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, 1932. And like,
1932? Okay.
Oh, what the fuck? I know this guy.
Bela Lugosi. Yeah. So, White Zombie is the first time that it's, like, white people in pop culture experiencing the zombification down in Haiti.
Yeah.
And it's actually not in Haiti. It's in a fictional island. But... that takes us to where the word zombie comes from. And again, that's why we're calling this an undead episode, because even though we love the zombie culture, technically what we call zombies in our pop culture is not etymologically correct, because zombies are a specific, like, voodoo creation.
Because, I mean, from what I read, the term zombie comes from a South African, or two different South African words put together, one of it meaning flesh or possibly fetish, depending on how it's translated, and then the other one being
flesh makes way more sense than fetish, because I read fetish, that what I was reading about that piece of etymology did not include flesh.
Yeah, it was like one or the other.
Fetish, that's, I mean,
doesn't
it
make sense, but
I mean,
flesh
it
kind of
makes sense, because, like, they're coveting the flesh of the living.
That's
so, like,
what I was thinking, too.
That's where fetish made sense. But if it had said flesh or fetish, depending on translation, would have made a lot more sense.
And I think I read the other translation was something like God or...
Yes, okay. God was the other word.
So flesh, God would make sense because they defeated, like, death.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
Death by DDT. When watching is never enough.
Hi, I'm Harry Scott Sullivan. You may know me from such podcasts as, Death by DVD. We here at Death by DVD sit painfully through hours and hours of movies, so you, the public, can make an informed decision of what you put in your ear holes and eye holes. Some of these films are good, some bad, and some even unmentionable. But all have one thing in common. Watching all of these movies will one day melt our brains into a sloppy wet mush. No need to thank us. We were already methodically destroying ourselves with cinema. At least this way, there is a permanent record of our demise. At As the midnight hour approaches, the smoke sets heavy and the booze begins to flow like blood. Tune in and drop through hell with your host, Harry Scott Sullivan. That's me! Featuring horror artist I. Alexander Nash and more as we take you on a journey through the worlds of horror, gore, cult, strange, slasher, psychotronic, trash, twisted, gornography, weird, driving, cheesy, lost, rare, and frightening films. Join us and listen as life collapses upon itself.
Every episode of Death by DVD is available to stream and download directly at www.deathbydvd.com or wherever you find podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Good Pods. Just search for Death by DVD.
I'm Linnea, and I like Death by DVD. It's a statement.
And God fetish made sense to me from the standpoint of, like, it's something rising from the dead, so it's not obeying natural laws.
Yeah.
And not just that, but it's, like, preying on humans. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to, before we continue on further zombie things, I wanted to ask you, and before I forget, because we know how this goes, if I say later, it's never coming. Do you think, to count for, like, the undead that we're thinking of for this episode, that the undead needs to prey on humans or just, like, exist?
Okay. In real life, I'm trying to, like, what do you mean? Like, it's undead in real life. Or undead, yeah. Like, okay, in real life? I think, in the lore.
Okay. I guess that would be, because, like, I'm like, it is real life. But I get what you mean now.
I guess I'm trying to say. Yeah, like, yeah. My real life beliefs in the lore. Okay.
Yeah.
So, no. I don't think so. I think the term with undead, or if you want to, like, undead or zombie, I don't think that they have to eat people. I think it's a curse. I think it's whether made by another person, like somebody who practices the craft, or because of some reason, I don't know. But I think it would be very similar to being a vampire, where you have to walk the earth with an insatiable appetite, but nothing will make it go away. But I don't necessarily think that they would have to eat people, or I don't know if that makes sense.
So, like, when you're putting strenuous emphasis on the word people, so do you think, like, they would need to subsist on something that's living?
Like a cow.
Okay.
Or a sheep.
I guess that is what I mean. I guess I shouldn't have said prey on people, but
I guess, like a cow or a sheep.
I should rephrase. Eat the living.
Yeah, I do. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
I could see them not eating. I mean, because there's no tales of people eating people unless they're, like, on crazy amounts of drugs. I mean, or they're like Hannibal Lecter or, like, whatever. But I don't count them.
I mean, there were some cultures. I mean, some cultures totally ate other people.
But sometimes it's
taboo for us.
I watched a documentary on it, and, like, there's, like, one or not very many tribes that we know that eat people, and one of them did it as, like, a punishment. So, like, if you're, like, a killer and you kill someone, or you're, like, a rapist, then they would eat you, and that was your punishment. So I mean, I don't think that's okay. But, like, they're not eating them for no reason.
Yeah, you know, like, what I mean? I have two schools of thought on that. Like, I get that their viewpoint is they are conquering that person and consuming them, because, like, that's, like, the most beaten down you can get as a person, is having other people feast on you.
Yeah.
But to me, like, I would not want to take that into my body.
I just wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat anybody.
Well, I
know I
get
what you're saying, but especially not a negative person.
Yes, like, especially not that. I, you know, like, look.
Oh my god.
I don't even want to eat. Speaking of cannibalism, meat from a cow.
This guy was not undead, but I know you've heard this story. Okay, who the fuck was this? Like, he went on like a trip or something to Africa, and he was like, yeah, I bought this girl, and they were going to eat her. Like, I bought her to eat her, but I didn't think they were actually going to do it, and then they actually fucking did it.
Like, I'm sorry, you know, no. You know, I thought you were going to talk about the guy that, like, got people online that wanted to be eaten, and they, like, hooked up, and that was crazy.
No, this guy...
We will probably never do an episode on cannibalism. Mm-hmm. This is as close as it gets.
I'm so sorry. It is very disturbing. But this guy went to South Africa, and...
You can buy people to eat. I don't...
No, he was with a specific tribe. Like, he was... And he was writing in his diary... And he wanted to buy this girl to eat. He didn't think they were seriously going to eat her. I don't believe that. I think he wrote that in his fucking diary to make himself feel better.
Is this like current era?
No, this was like in the 30s or the 40s.
Thank God. Okay.
30s or 40s,
oh,
I think.
Oh, Jesus.
And no, they really did. They
like, oh, have mercy. Okay. I thought we were talking
about... So, no,
like,
this was like a billionaire current. From... Or like a hundred air, I don't fucking know, from like the 30s or 40s or some shit. If you guys know who I'm talking about, let us know in the comments.
Oh, that is crazy. Yeah, I'm curious. I wanna like read about it. And
sorry, I thought you would know about it. Like, because
no, I'm not aware. Not that strikes no memory for me. I have no.
So my question for you is: people like him, people like Dahmer, people like the guy that wanted to find somebody online that wanted to be eaten and consumed, and he actually did.
Yeah.
Do you think they have some sort of zombie virus, or do you think they're just crazy?
Yes,
you think they're just nuts? Because it's like against our
complete
nature.
Inner, yeah, I mean, I guess unless like, can a person be born a complete and utter predator? I mean, I guess yes, you can as a person. Not these people, we're great people, but I guess you can, as a person, be, like, born in a way that maybe that is your nature.
Do you think
but
that
I think
maybe
they got some
of
some screws loose or
the
shit.
Undead myths are referring to some just straight-up psychopaths like them throughout history? Because I could see where some crazy person could become
I mean, because, like, werewolves were basically child predators, you
right,
know
exactly.
I mean? I could definitely see that, because also, like, that would explain, like, the linking in of, like, the STDs, like syphilis, because, like,
I feel
if
sad.
You're preying on people in one way, you're probably preying on them in another way.
Well, the whole, like, you mentioned syphilis and how it eats your brain. That
and,
actually
and your skin.
No, it really does. It actually makes me so sad, because I saw an SVU episode where this guy had syphilis. We nowadays have medicine or an antibiotic that'll keep it from eating your brain for a very long time, at least.
But you gotta be willing to get to a doctor.
Yes, this motherfucker killed his kids. And they were like, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? He has syphilis. His insurance knew he had syphilis. They didn't tell him because they didn't want to pay for his medication. He got the biggest lawsuit, but if you have syphilis and you go batshit crazy, there's no coming back. Like, the medication will prevent it from happening, but once it happens,
I no remember that episode differently.
You did? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I didn't remember the insurance.
They sued the insurance.
Yeah, because I just was like, I remember he didn't get medical attention, and that happened, and I was like, syphilis eats your brain.
No, it just, you mentioned that, it makes me sad, because... More often than not, I think that would be a thing either a long time ago before we had medication, or in third world countries who are not available to those medications. They may not even know they have syphilis, and then all of a sudden they go batshit. That is just sad.
Right.
And then they're zombies and they don't realize.
Can't do anything.
Like, I'm sorry, not to over-sympathize, like, but it just, damn, that hurts. That sucks.
Well, yeah, because I mean, like, a lot of this undead lore, it proliferates throughout the world. Like Maddie was saying to me earlier, because... of these facts that, you know, lack of medical attention, lack of medical care for these problems leads to some people presenting as dead when they're really not.
Right, and then they just wake the fuck up like a couple
after people. They've been buried.
Right.
Or, like,
entombed. Or something, right?
And then they come like,
And they're like, what the fuck? It's a zombie. But really, it's just Aunt Kathy drank too much and she got fucking passed out for a couple days and everybody thought she was dead. You know, or maybe she did a drug or maybe she just got hurt. You know what I mean?
Like, any of these things can happen. I mean, back in the day, there was the, like, the term dead ringer comes from this place exactly. People that got buried while alive.
Right, because they would ring the bell.
They had bells, in the coffin. So if you woke up in a coffin, you could ring the bell. And if the graveyard keeper wasn't drunk and asleep,
then you might survive. Shit. Yeah.
But one thing I read about those bells is half the time the people that were there overnight, they would get drunk and fall asleep and those people would die.
That sucks.
Like, it was like, whatever it was like how many people just rang that bell for help and that never came, which is fucking sad.
Well, and I think that has a lot to do with it too, because like you can look up on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe, like, oh, real zombie videos. A lot of them take place in like South America or what is it Haiti? Different areas like that. And it just looks like really sick people who came out of a grave. Like, I really think that has a lot to do with it. I really do.
Oh, I think like you're 100% right. Yeah. Like, well, I think it's a I think it's like a combination of those things. Because, like, especially if people who have syphilis or leprosy, that they seemingly pass away, they're already all, like,
gross.
Fucked up. Right. Yeah. Like, people ain't wanting to touch them because of lack of medical care. So they're like, chuck it, like in the Black Plague days. We're going to bury this shit. Well, then the person wasn't really dead. So now they come out, but they look even more fucked up than they did when they got buried. So, like, I mean, it's that thing where it's just like a complete and utter... For people who don't know better or and or are superstitious, like, that's the Walking Dead to them.
So, you know, I do have a question for you. I don't mean it in an offensive way, so I apologize in advance. But let's say someone has syphilis or another disease that kind of rots the brain, okay? Do you think somebody could take advantage of that and kind of, like,
100%
control them?
Oh, absolutely.
Get them to do what they want them
absolutely.
To do? I think too. I really do. 100%. I wonder if that has something to do with the whole, like,
I think so.
Witches control.
Yeah.
Are they controlling them, or are they, do they know how to...
Right, just manipulate this sick circumstance. Yeah, exactly. Because, like, you know, in current era, we hear stories about, like, bad nurses that give people medication that they don't belong on, because then that person is docile and confused and they just do whatever they're told because they think they're sick. And they're just like,
that's not even just nurses, fucking runs and chosen by proxy.
Exactly. So, like, DD.
Oh, my God. What if that's what people mean when they say, like, oh, these witches will make this concoction to bring these zombies or turn people into zombies, blah, blah, blah. They're not really undead. They're not really zombies. They're just drugged people.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
In the car. Yeah. It clicked.
That's what I think. They are. They're so drugged that they believe that they're a zombie. They believe they're half dead. They believe they gotta do because they're so fucking addled. When you can't think straight, you're very easily manipulated. That's why cults, like, fuck with your head and get you all confused and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's why I totally believe that, like, the voodoo zombies, like, they are a real thing. And then, like, whatever you want to call outside of the voodoo zombies. But, so let's just dive into the voodoo zombies real quick. So, voodoo zombies, there's, like, if you see it in pop culture, quite often a white powder or some kind of powder is blown in a person's face. And all of a sudden they look like they're dying, and then they get buried, and then they get unburied. And now they're under the control of the person that blew the powder in their face. I, not just because of Tales from the Crypt, but absolutely because of Tales from the Crypt, 1,000,000% believe in this as a thing. Like, there's a movie all about it called The Serpent and the Rainbow with Bill Pullman that I've watched once and maybe intended to watch again for this, but I forgot. I've been watching other Halloween stuff because it just wasn't my... I don't know I don't remember the movie well enough to know what it was that didn't jive with me, but, like, here's the thing. If I don't, like, particularly like a thing, it doesn't stick so well. You know what I mean?
So, for me, I believe that magic is in the mundane. As a kitchen witch, magic is very much in the everyday tasks. Mm-hmm. People see magic and they think hocus pocus and the craft and things like that. Check out our previous episodes on the crafting.
I love where you're going with this.
But really, magic is so practical. I'm sorry I said it that way. But it is. And I do think hoodoo or voodoo things, like you said, blowing the powder. Oh, absolutely. But it's a powder made of specific herbs with these specific properties to make this person behave this way. Because what's a witch do? We know our herbs. We know what it's going to do to a person. Yep. And we absolutely can manipulate that. Like, we talked with the truth serum. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because, like, Wade Davis is the guy that the Serpent and the Rainbow, like, his thing is based off of. And he brought back, like, 7 or 8 samples of different zombie powders, and all but like 7 out of 8 of them contain toxins from animals, like the toads that you can like make poison darts from, and puffer fish venom, or not venom, but the toxin that's in a puffer fish that makes it dangerous
and
to
eat. And it's just enough to fuck you up.
Right, exactly. It's just enough to make you experience the symptoms of death. So you think you're the walking dead.
Right. Well, and the thing is,
some of them had ground glass in it. That was actually where I was going with that. Like, it's just,
which makes
like,
it hard to breathe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's going to fuck up your eyes. Yeah. So then, like, when you blink a lot with broken glass in your eyes, now your vision's all fucked up. Uh-huh. So you can't see right. And it's like you're looking through a veil with the world.
I have to say, that's what what I love about this podcast is we talk about, you know, the pop culture and the myths, but then we find the magic in the mundane.
Exactly.
Because I think
it's there. It's
to
everywhere.
People who are not practitioners or are just getting into the practitioners, things that may seem, mystical, magical, and they are, really have a practical thing behind them. But that's the point in studying to be a witch, is to know the magic.
Exactly. Like to be able to recognize the magic.
Yes, to understand
the magic,
what it is.
Exactly.
What they're doing.
Yes.
You know, and maybe.
And some of you might say, like, that's not magic, but you're wrong.
It is. It magic is everywhere.
Absolutely. Because, like, the amount of suggestion that this individual is able to put over someone else, like, that's glamour magic.
Absolutely.
Check out 2 episodes ago. They are completely altering this other person's perception about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, and like,
talk about manipulation, talk about charisma, talk about guiding.
Well, I very much believe that there is magic in everything, even if it doesn't seem that magical. So, like, you
and
were
even
just
if
saying,
it's not
like,
good magic,
right?
You know,
like,
what I mean, even
you,
if it's baneful, like, it exists.
Like you were just saying with the powder. Oh, well, that's not magic. That's science. Maybe science is magic. You know what I
mean? Yes, they
it
overlap
is.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Like,
it all comes together. Guys.
We're a circle. It really is.
That's
it really is.
It really
so
does.
I'm really glad we did this episode.
Me too. And, like, again, like, just like you said, full circle. We are born, we live, we know we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Once we die, we don't want any of us coming back, even ourselves. Like, there are people that used to pay big money to be, like, encased in cement or have their bodies made sure that they couldn't. Or families go to extra expense to spend money on these heavy-ass nails that aren't going to do anything but hold that dead body in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're so terrified of them coming back.
You never come back normal.
You never come back normal. No, you don't. I mean,
because it's not natural, and we know what natural is. As
right.
People, as being, even animals know what natural is.
Exactly.
The natural cycle.
And I think the fact, like, with that question I asked earlier about, like, do they have to sustain on the living if they come back? Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it even more terrifying. Even if they're going to eat rabbits and bunnies and
because they long for that
thing.
Feeling of being alive again, but
well,
they're
not
alive.
Just that, but okay, if the undead comes back and eats our food source, we're gonna starve. You know what I mean? Like, I know
I didn't
that's
even
selfish...
talk about Lazarus.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, go for it.
Lazarus,
He was raised from the dead. Even like Christian lore has.
Yeah, even Christian lore.
Lazarus and Jesus. Zombie Jesus. Come on, guys.
Like, and, but zombie the whole Jesus. Point of both of those, they're more lighter than what we've been talking about, but it's still the same. Lazarus came back. Jesus brought Lazarus, what, after 3 or 4 days? I think it was 4. And then Jesus came back after 3 days. Okay? That's not natural. Okay. But the point of it with Christianity is looking at it that, oh, that's not natural. It's godlike. It's beautiful. Not everyone can do this. Whereas, that's not natural. That person's going to eat us. It's two different perspectives on the same situation.
But Jesus comes back, and then you eat his flesh and his blood. Christianity is trying to start the apocalypse. I'm sorry, but you eat Jesus's blood and body at communion, mm-hmm. and he's a zombie. I'm just saying, how does the zombie virus spread?
Again, I think it's all about perspective. They choose to see the undead as beautiful and godlike and something that we want and that we need to accept versus everybody else in the world is like, no!
You know what I mean? I was today years old when I was like, wait. So Jesus came back from the dead, and he is living, so he is the undead, and everybody eats his body. They're trying to make everybody undead. Oh my God, because when apocalypse happens, they're all going to raise from the dead and fight the demon army.
They do all raise from the dead.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know, that's what I'm saying. I was like, this conversation, realized that.
Sorry for the odd guys.
Yeah, it's late. It is. But I'm highly amused at that. I never, even when people started making the zombie Jesus jokes at Easter, I never made that connection. But they do all raise from the dead.
They do. They do later on. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Because, like, apocalypse lore wholeheartedly has the undead in it. It goes along with all the apocalypse lores. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the undead is kind of our biggest collective fear. And Christianity owned that shit.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They really did.
No, don't be scared.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay.
A good thing.
We want you to come back. Here, eat this tainted flesh. Eat this tainted blood. Drink. I keep saying eat blood. You know what I mean, guys.
We have a lot to think
that's,
about.
Yeah,
so
that's
do
some
you
crazy
think
shit.
Zombies are real?
Yes.
What's your favorite zombie? What's your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite zombie movie? What's your favorite undead movie? Maddie, do you have a favorite undead movie versus zombie?
The Mummy.
Okay.
Absolutely. The fucking Mummy with Brendan Fraser. That movie has the most beautiful cast I've ever seen. Who the fuck is the Magi? Because he is nice. Do you know him?
No, but I was hoping you'd say Sam.
Oh, Sam! Wow. And also, I super love, of course, Brendan Fraser. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. But I'm kind of, like, into the Mummy. Can't lie. He's cute. He came back and was looking for his love, Anaxela Moon, which he shouldn't have been with in the first place, but he did anyway. Like, it's kind of romantic.
It is cute. I love the meme about that where it's like, this cast turned an entire generation bisexual.
It's true! Fucking love it. Oh my God.
It's so funny.
It is.
It is so great. And I would have to say my favorite zombie movies, my favorite zombie movie has got to be Planet Terror, actually. And it is also a George Romero film. It's part of the Grindhouse films. Mm-hmm. With Planet Terror and the stupid one that's got Kurt Russell in it about the stupid car. I know, don't hate me, guys. I just don't like that movie. But, and then Army of Darkness / the Evil Dead franchise, OG with Ash, Bruce Campbell, are my favorite undead movies.
I guess my favorite zombie movie would be Shaun of the Dead. That shit is hilarious. I love Simon.
That Dave. Is good. I like that one.
I love it. He's so funny.
When they go to the pub and
yes,
like counting
dude. And that guy's hilarious. That girl zombie's like coming after him, and he's like, "Okay, bitch, get off, please, because they're British. Get off me!" And he like pushes her, and she falls. Like,
have you seen the Simon Pegg? There's a newer Simon Pegg movie, and it's like aliens are involved. It's fucking hilarious.
Is it Paul? Or is it this it's is like the end? Horror. Or this is the end or something?
Maybe.
It's like aliens are taking over.
They're going to the pubs above. That's such a good movie. Yes,
I love Simon Pegg. He's funny. Hilarious. He's
great. I like that. So, like and subscribe on YouTube.
You can find us on Instagram at Wish It's Talking Tarot, and we are on X at Classiest Witches.
So thanks for coming to sit with us for a spell. Bye.
This Halloween, Oktoberpod has the double-double for your toil and trouble. Tune in to Oktoberpod AM, wherever you get podcasts, on October 24th to hear The Spirit Dog, a spooktacular new audio drama starring your favorite indie podcasters and written by maniacs. Then on Halloween Day, visit Oktoberpod Home Video on YouTube, where Edward October will be telling Halloween bedtime stories. A family-friendly special that's perfect for getting your children of the night off to sleep. Yes, it's double the Halloween fright and double the Halloween fun when you listen to Oktoberpod AM's presentation of The Spirit Doll on October 24th, wherever you get podcasts. And watch Oktoberpod Home Video's Bedtime Stories for Halloween, narrated by Edward October. Find Oktoberpod on the World Wide Web at OktoberpodVHS.com. Oktoberpod, retro horror for bold individualists. Pull the strings!